Joining us now on the phone, Anna Kerner Anderson is an immigration attorney in Burke, South Dakota. She is running for State House of Representatives. She's a Democrat from District 21. Anna, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with the issues, Anna. Some important ones coming up, and there's a lot at stake at this election, I'm sure. And I'm wondering what some of your top issues are that you want to discuss today.
Well, I mean, coming from a rural district like District 21, you know, for us, economic development in rural communities is really important. And so I think that's been one of my top priorities as we, you know, go around and meet South Dakotans across the district is, you know, learning about what we can do to grow and make our small communities grow and thrive. And so, you know, as you probably know, you need to have jobs, but you also need to have affordable housing. And so I think that's an important part of economic development, too, so that we can attract families to our small communities. And I think it's also important to consider that South Dakota has a lot to offer in the terms of quality of living. You know, my husband is from Sweden, and so when we decided to move back to South Dakota to raise our family here, you know, he constantly comments about the blue open skies and, you know, hearing the crickets and the birds chirp and the limited crime that we have here and, you know, no pollution. And so I think, you know, as a state, we can really market that. That's something that, you know, young families and young professionals, they want to take advantage of that. So I think we need to keep that in mind when we're looking at how we can grow and develop, you know, especially District 21 because it is so rural, but the state as a whole. I think another thing that we need to look at is taking advantage of technology in terms of economic development. So, you know, my husband and I, we both work from home. And as you mentioned, I'm an immigration attorney, and so I work with people across the globe. Both in South Dakota, but in across the nation and across the world. And so that's made possible, you know, through the internet. And so I think there's a real opportunity there for our small state and for our small communities to be able to attract people from all kinds of walks of life who want to have that quality of life that South Dakota offers. So I think that's really important. I think Governor Dugard's initiative, you know, encouraging South Dakotans to come back to South Dakota is really important, but I think that's a good start. I think we also have a lot to offer where we can encourage, you know, people who don't even necessarily have a connection to South Dakota, but they see themselves living here because of what we have to offer as a state. So that's definitely one of the issues that I would like to address if elected.
Do you think that it's really a part of telling that story as it is that many of those people, like if they knew what was here and what, or do you think that there's, you know, things that are kind of keeping that underperforming, as it were, because of either legislative policies or just, you know, are there legislative solutions to this problem, or is it just more and more of marketing ourselves and communicating and targeting our audience?
I think really, I mean, there may be some things that need to change to you know, attract more people, but I really think, you know, we have a lot of attractive factors. We have no income tax. We have, you know, a good quality of life. Education, of course, that's always a concern. You know, as a young parent myself, having two young children, education, of course, was a big consideration that we took into account when we moved out to South Dakota. So, you know, those things are important. We need to, as a legislature, we need to focus on education to make sure that isn't a reason that people aren't coming here. But really, I think it's a matter of marketing. I think, you know, if people knew what we had to offer, I think we would have a lot of people knocking down the door.
Yeah.
I've had the opportunity to travel across the world, and I've met a lot of people who, you know, love the idea of owning a few acres of land and a horse and, you know, having their kids run in the grass like Laura Ingalls Wilder. And that's the idea that South Dakota has, you know, that other people who are outsiders, that's what they think of when we have South Dakota. I think we need to do a better job of marketing that and getting the word out.
Yeah. Burke is getting some national news attention right now because of a certain Democratic gubernatorial candidate. So maybe that word's getting out about Burke, at least. I'm curious, as an immigration attorney, are there, you know, what needs to come to peer in a conversation about immigration and refugee resettlement that you would specifically bring from your background?
Sure. I mean, I think with immigration, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about how the process works. You know, being an immigration attorney, of course, I work with these issues every day, and so maybe I see them in a little bit of a different light. And I'm what's considered a business immigration attorney. So I work mostly with, you know, farmers and ranchers and small business owners and construction companies and those types of businesses in South Dakota that understand the role that immigration plays in economic development. So I think, you know, I work with a population in South Dakota that really understands the importance of immigration, and it's unfortunate to me that, you know, in the last legislative sessions, we've seen quite a few anti-immigration measures. And I think that takes us away from, you know, what we are. We're an, you know, we're a nation of immigrants. And I think, you know, I think it's very telling that when those anti-immigration measures were brought to Pierre, that several business owners from Sioux Falls and other parts of the state came to Pierre to testify about the importance that immigrants play in their workforce and how their businesses, you know, wouldn't be open without that labor. So, you know, I know that there's people are concerned that immigrants are coming to South Dakota and to other places in the country and taking our jobs. But really, I think it's important to understand how the process works. And in South Dakota, we're fortunate to actually have more jobs than people. You know, I work with people every day that have tried to recruit local people, and there's just not enough people for the jobs that they have available. And so they, you know, they turn to an immigrant workforce so that they can keep their businesses open and they can contribute to our small communities because, you know, as we all know, the people that come in, they spend money on Main Street buying food for their families. You know, the more like construction companies that I work with, the more jobs that they're able to take on. They're building local projects in our local communities, which in turn, of course, brings in more investment from the outside. So it's a, you know, it's a circle. I don't want to say a vicious circle. It's a good circle, right? And we want to be able to be able to work with that. You know, I as an immigration attorney, I definitely feel that the immigration system is broken and that we definitely need reform. But that doesn't mean that we need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think we need to understand that if we did have good quality immigration reform, we could create a system that would make America stronger than ever. And, you know, again, like, and also recognize that we're a nation of immigrants and that we shouldn't forget that. So there's a lot. I mean, it is a federal issue, but there are, I think there's a lot of education about immigration that needs to be done in Pierre. And I think with my background, I would be able to bring that perspective.
Do you think it's partly this notion of getting past those, you know, those sound bites or those, you know, sort of unhelpful, you know, media conversations that you see where people are just sort of shouting back and forth about, you know, the things they're afraid of happening one way or the other, and really looking at the laws and where the reforms need to happen and how it affects people's real lives, whether it's the person who is looking for work or the business who is looking for workers.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think a big part of it is understanding what the current process is that we have and how limited it is. You know, unfortunately, there's very limited opportunities for unskilled labor to come in through the legal immigration system, and that needs to change. I mean, in order for that economic development component to happen, we really need to be able to have you know, I don't know about a worker visitor program that has been talked about, but there needs to be some way where we can issue people, you know, visas that they can come in and work in and not in a non-immigrant on-skilled labor category. So, yes, I mean, that's part of the education component is that people need to understand how the system works now so that we can fix it. We can identify where the holes are and where the problems are. So a lot of it is, you know, just those sound bites and that sort of superficial understanding of immigration and a lot of the negative, you know, pictures that people have in their head of what immigration means. You know, my husband's from Sweden, like I mentioned, and most people, when you talk about immigration, they wouldn't consider him an immigrant, but he is, right? He's an immigrant. And that, so the face of immigration has many different faces to it. It's not just one ethnicity or one type of immigrant. And so I think we need to keep that in mind too. I work a lot with Ukrainians and South Africans, and I do a lot of public speaking about immigration, and you know, routinely people say to me, oh, I didn't have any idea that they were coming to our country too, you know, that there were other people from other countries coming. And so I think, yes, it's a lot about understanding how the process works and just about education of the immigration situation we have and of how it can be fixed and amended.
Anna, our time is short, but before I let you go, I wanted to talk about Amendment W because it's an amendment on the ballot for the 2018 election. You've had a chance to look at that. What are your thoughts about Amendment W?
Well, I think Amendment W really sort of demonstrates the frustration that and the disappointment that people had with the legislature in the aftermath of IM-22. And I have to be honest, it's one of the reasons why I wanted to run for the legislature. You know, I've always felt that the legislature should represent the people of South Dakota and, you know, the people who put them there and the people that elected them. And I think Amendment W kind of shows the frustration of that. And it's unfortunate that it had to be, you know, entered as a constitutional amendment to be able to achieve what I think South Dakota has made very clear that they want to achieve, that they want to have you know, better campaign finance reform and oversight of the political process. And so, you know, as an attorney, it is a little troubling to me that it has to be a constitutional amendment. But at the same time, I think it shows the lengths that South Dakotans and that the public are going to try to protect the political process and bring reform to the process. And so I support the concept, and I support what it's trying to achieve. And I think, you know, that the legislature, you know, needs to listen to the people, and this shows what the people want.